From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. People talk about how somebody was scared to death or how they died of a broken heart. Now heart specialists report that those are more than just metaphors. They've discovered a new way that hearts can suddenly fail during strong emotional events. Some are calling it the broken heart syndrome. As NPR's Richard Knox reports, it almost always seems to affect women.
Sharon Lawson of Havre de Grace, Maryland, was undergoing a stressful procedure, a needle biopsy to diagnose possible lung cancer, but she didn't realize how much stress she was really under.
I felt good about successfully going through the procedure. They were getting ready to do a fourth tissue sample when I felt myself fainting or losing consciousness, and I yelled for help. Of course, they ran right away. From there on, everything was very, very fast-paced.
Doctors found Lawson's heart was pumping barely enough to keep her alive. But strangely, tests showed she had no significant heart disease. She was another newly recognized victim of broken heart syndrome. It's a dramatic reaction to stress.
As a social worker, I've taught stress management and anger management. And I have to ask myself, what stress was I under? Well, I think the real stress for me was whether or not I was going to make the wedding.
Her daughter's wedding, a few months after the cancer biopsy. Lawson recovered fully, as did all the recognized cases of broken heart syndrome, or stress cardiomyopathy, as doctors call it. But Dr. Elon Wittstein of Johns Hopkins Medical School thinks there are many more cases out there that are misdiagnosed every day. Wittstein and his co-workers report on the syndrome in this week's New England Journal of Medicine.
If you're not familiar with the distinctive features of this syndrome, it can easily be mistaken for heart attack, and I think that's what's been happening for the past few decades.
The syndrome is not a heart attack, which is a blockage of coronary arteries that often kills off a section of heart muscle. The new syndrome is sudden and profound heart failure. The heart muscle can't pump normally. Dr. Scott Sharkey of the Minneapolis Heart Institute and his colleagues recently reported on 22 cases in the journal Circulation. He gives some examples.
One of the patients was a campaign worker for Senator Paul Wellstone, and when she was attending the memorial service from his tragic plane crash, that's when this happened to her. A mother whose daughter collapsed in front of her, and the mother had to do CPR on the daughter, and the daughter died of a respiratory arrest, and this then happened to her. Another woman who was overcome with grief when she learned of the tsunami tragedy. Another woman had lost her life savings in gambling. And another woman was spousal abuse.
Sometimes stress cardiomyopathy occurs after a happy event, a bunch of friends yelling, "Surprise!" or an unexpected reunion. Wittstein says the common thread is that patients experience a flood of adrenaline and other stress hormones that literally stun the heart.
The stress hormone levels in patients with stress cardiomyopathy were 3 to 4 times the levels seen in patients with heart attack. The hypothesis is that the stunning of the heart muscle is due to high adrenaline levels. And we know that adrenaline levels in high amounts can cause injury to the heart.
For that reason, it can be dangerous if doctors confuse broken heart syndrome with a heart attack, because sometimes doctors give heart attack patients adrenaline to raise their blood pressure.
The last thing that we would want to do is to give them added doses of those medicines if they didn't need it.
Researchers don't know why some people are prone to broken heart syndrome, and they're perplexed that the vast majority who get it apparently don't suffer it a second time. They also don't know why nearly all the cases are women. Again, Scott Sharkey of Minneapolis.
I think these women that have this happen are the connection between their brain and their heart is uniquely developed, and so they're susceptible. I think it means that men and women are biologically different.
But Wittstein of Johns Hopkins doesn't think it's because women are more emotional. He'll soon report on many cases that occurred after physical stress, such as stroke, injury, or surgery. Richard Knox, NPR News.